Revlon Beauty Advisors will be in McCabe's of Malahide and Tony Walsh of Rathbarnham Shopping Centre until Saturday. They'll advise you on skincare and colour cosmetics, and you can find out about your gift when you buy £5 worth or more of Revlon products. Don't miss this offer, only from Revlon.
Bikes and prams and value too. Open 7 days a week, Tony Keeley.
Plus Tony Keeley Walkinstown Green for your baby's silver cross pram, buggy or cot. And for that rally trike, family bike or racing cycle, choose Tony Keeley Walkinstown Green for quality goods and value for money. We're open till 9 p.m, so remember the name.
Tony Keeley. For you.
Fly Irish. Fly Avair to the Isle of Man for the holiday of a lifetime. Call Avair, Dublin 429-644.
No more calls about the Jacobacci contest, please. It's 29 minutes to 7. Brian has no news headlines. Has he got... This is happening to me an awful lot. No news headlines. Oh, well.
And the very beautiful can be so aloof, hanging out with the boys, all swagger and poise. I don't even care what other people are there. I just stare and stare and stare. I see your shadow in the swimming pool. I see your face in the shaving mirror, time and time and time again. I follow your footsteps so quietly up the back stairs, and I hope and I pray you're never gonna find me there. Moon, skin and tenderness, long ago on a dark night, wish I could see you once again to remember that it was true. I wanna be still beside you, quiet and still beside you, listening to your breathing and feeling your warmth. Stand another 10 years of this fighting, all this stabbing and wounding, only getting my own back. I don't want to batter you to your feet and knees and elbows when I'm kneeling by the candle at the foot of my own bed. Corresponding disasters every night on the TV. Stand another 10 years of this fighting, always stabbing and wounding, only getting my own back. Later that same evening, when we were out in the car talking, I suddenly wondered who the hell it was we were trying to fool. 'Cause you were the first one I ever wanted, and it's you I come home to at the end of every day, like a mother sucking baby.
Oh, baby, this means war.
Simpsons. War, baby. It's 25 to 7. We're terribly sorry we couldn't bring you the news headlines. Instead, here's 15 minutes of music by the Nova Singers. Actually, it's Malcolm McLaren's Double Dutch. Here's a disco mix. Have a listen.
That's great.
The golden angels. Oh, the
In the summertime in New York City, teams involving 3 or 4 girls, 7 to 11 or over, take 2 ropes, 12 to 14 feet long, turning clockwise and anti-clockwise together, faster and faster, watching fascinating feet 300 times on the ground without faulting in the ropes, elevating the double dutch to a new young professional sport. Freestyle allows you to somersault through the ropes, creating acrobatic feats, leapfrogging, etc. I'd like to thank the American Double Dutch League for their help in the making of this record and to further the international sport of Double Dutch and all the inspiration of the entire Zulu Nation. And of course, my favorite team, you know it, hey Abbo, Abbo Nash! Come on!
When the sun beats down, 7-Up refreshes you. And you could be sipping 7-Up in the exotic Bahamas if you enter the 7-Up Sun Beats Down competition. It's easy to enter. The first prize is a 2-week holiday in the Bahamas for a family of 5 worth £4,000. Runners-up win 3 £500 holiday vouchers, 5 7-Up windsurfers, 50 7-Up sports bags, and 50 7-Up sweatshirts. Look for the 7-Up competition bottles with the Bahamas entry form and start thinking of the sun today.
Carry it off in style at Arnott's with the Helena Rubinstein overnight bag. It's free all this week with 2 or more Helena Rubinstein purchases, including one from the skincare range. The classic overnight bag. It's free from Helena Rubinstein at Arnott's, Henry Street.
This weekend, the 31st of July, fly drive for £179 for 1 week. Contact Tixon Holidays on 729444 or your local ITAA travel agent.
When the...
The magazine, please.
What magazine?
The magazine.
The magazine.
Yes, the magazine. The exciting visual package everyone's talking about. It's packed with hot gossip, good vibrations, fun and games.
Business and finance, is it?
The highs in fashion, the depths in scandal, the biggest, brightest monthly ever.
Monthly, you say?
It helps you make it through 83.
Old Rose Almanac.
No, the magazine. Music, modeling, cartoons, sports, and oh, yes, Bob Jellico, too.
Oh, you mean the magazine?
Yes, yes, the magazine.
Sorry, sold out.
The magazine, essential reading for essential people. Get it now. Now.
Hi, I'm Mary Foley of Pampered Bell Boutique. Our half-price renovation sale is now on. Pampered Bell, turn your dog in on top.
Your music is radio number.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, places they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, so there'll be no one more behind. We can go if we want to, night is young and so am I. And we can just feel neat from our hands to our feet and surprise them with a big surprise. See, we can act if we want to, if we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. See, we can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance, we can dance, we're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance. We can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance, we can dance, everybody take the time. It's safe to dance, oh, it's safe to dance. Hey, it's safe to dance. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I see. We can dance, everything's out of control. But we can dance, we're doing it from pole to pole. But we can dance, everybody look at your hands. But we can dance, everybody taking a chance. Who will save the dance? Hey, who save the dance? Who will save the dance? Who will save the dance? Hey, who save the dance?
Men at work. No, it's not. Men without hats and the safety dance. That's big in America. And tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, I'll be here counting down on the new American Top 40. Tomorrow at 2. 12 to 7, here's Bananarama.
Thank you.
we'll be playing favourites music from Michael Cimbello and Maniac. That's My Lot, 5 to 7. Column follows at 7.30 and 8.28. And it's Dennis on Supernova. See you for the American 40 of 2 tomorrow. Have a good Wednesday. Here's Free.
Suppliers of belts, pulleys, chain and sprockets, bearings, oil seals, conveyor belts, pillow blocks, plumber blocks, Tabasco, what? No, no, we're not that Chinese restaurant. You've got the wrong number, you idiot. Our number is 960-222. Okay, but remember our name. Cape Ireland, Mount Talent Avenue, Ternio. We're not just into building products, so you never know
when you might need us.
At Brown Thomas Grafton Street, you can buy the fabulous Revlon Colour Connection Kit for just £11.50 when you buy any one treatment from the Revlon range. Don't miss this fantastic Revlon offer, available until Saturday, July 30th, only at Brown Thomas.
Broadcasting to Dublin on 828 kHz AM and 88 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm David Malone. Good evening.
In Portugal, up to 8 people are reported to have been killed in a terrorist attack on the Turkish embassy and the ambassador's residence in Lisbon. The details are still unclear, but it is known that a number of gunmen first attacked the embassy. They were beaten back by police, and one of them was killed in the gun battle. A policeman was also hurt. The attackers then took over the ambassador's residence, seizing a number of hostages. Anti-terrorist police stormed the building, and the gunmen apparently blew themselves up to avoid capture. 5 charred bodies were found inside the basement. The wife of the Turkish commercial attaché was also killed. One report says that the body of another terrorist was also found. About a month ago, Turkey is reported to have asked for extra protection at its Lisbon embassy, but this was not provided. Earlier, the French news agency in Paris received a telephone call which said that a terrorist group called the Armenian Revolutionary Army had carried out the attack. This was the same group who claimed responsibility for the murder of a Turkish diplomat in Brussels earlier this month. The French authorities say that 10 suspected Armenian activists detained after the bombing at Orly Airport earlier this month have been placed under house arrest, pending a decision on their possible expulsion from France. They are believed to have been taken to remote villages in the south of France. More than 50 Armenians were detained after the bombing, in which 7 people were killed. 11 of those detained have been charged with various offences, and a number have been released. Police in the Dutch capital, The Hague, have cordoned off the area around the British embassy after they received a bomb threat. A telephone caller said that a bomb had been placed in a Mercedes car parked in front of the building. Bomb disposal experts have been called in to examine the scene. 4 years ago, the British ambassador to The Hague, Sir Richard Sykes, was assassinated. At home, in Gardaí in Dublin are searching for an armed gang who escaped with a large quantity of jewels in a raid on a jewellery factory this morning. The raid on O'Connor's factory in Harold's Cross occurred as staff were arriving for work. 8 men carrying handguns and wearing balaclava helmets were waiting in a shed near the factory. They forced one member of staff to open the safe while the others were held at gunpoint. The safe was then cleared of its contents, including gold jewellery, diamond rings, necklaces and bracelets. It's understood that the raiders could have escaped with up to £1 million worth of jewellery. A 24-year-old Dublin man has been found not guilty of the murder of a security guard in Walkinstown over 4.5 years ago. William Nolan of Clanbrassil Street was one of 4 men charged with the murder of 33-year-old Patrick Kelly, shot dead outside a bank in Walkinstown in December 1978. One of the 4 men detained soon after the murder was convicted. The other 2 were freed. It's been announced in London that a new organisation, Anglo-Irish Encounter, is to be set up to promote better relations between Ireland and Britain. The announcement was made after today's talks between the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Peter Barry, the British Foreign Secretary, Geoffrey Howe, and the Northern Secretary, Jim Prime. The establishment of such an organisation was one of the recommendations contained in the Anglo-Irish Joint Studies Report published in 1981. This afternoon, a government spokesman said that the new organisation is being set up to improve relations between the two countries in the interests of peace, reconciliation and stability. Anglo-Irish Encounter will hold seminars on various matters of common interest, including political, economic and cultural affairs. 2 joint chairmen have been appointed, Sir Ken Whittaker, a former governor of the Central Bank, and Sir David Orr of Unilever. It's hoped that the activities of the organisation will begin early in 1984. Both the British and Irish governments have agreed to provide an initial measure of financial support, although a government spokesman was unable to say exactly how much would be involved. Independent radio news from Dublin at 7:03. In the north, the Irish National Liberation Army say they planted the bomb which exploded at a security barrier in Belfast city centre this morning. The bomb went off just before 7 o'clock as the UDR patrol was on its way to open the barrier. Their armoured Land Rover was just pulled up at the security gate when the explosion occurred. All 4 UDR men were still inside, but they weren't hurt. The bomb, which the RUC say contained about 3 pounds of explosives, slightly damaged the gates and broke windows of nearby shops. In Britain, an Army Air Corps reconnaissance aircraft has crashed during an air show at Culdrose Naval Base in Cornwall. It's understood that the pilot was the only person on board, and he died instantly. The aircraft from a base in Hampshire crashed on the runway after climbing to about 100 feet. Attacks on Sri Lanka's minority Tamil community by Senegalese rioters have spread to new areas. Previously, the troubles had only affected the capital Colombo, the northern city of Jaffna and the western province.
But the Sri Lankan information minister has now said that there have been new attacks in the central region of the island and in the port of Trincomalee in the northeast. It's officially reported that 50 people have died, but unconfirmed reports put the death toll much higher. The cabinet, which met to discuss the situation, said that there was evidence to suggest that the various outbreaks had been coordinated. Many members of the Tamil community have fled their homes and are staying in emergency accommodation provided by the government. There have been demonstrations and strikes today in the Israeli-occupied West Bank territory in protest at the attack by gunmen on the Arab University at Hebron, in which 3 students were killed and more than 30 wounded. At Berezait University, north of Jerusalem, Israeli troops clashed for several hours with students who built roadblocks of stones and burning tires. A number of shots were fired to disperse the demonstrators, and it's reported that 4 students were wounded. For the 5th day in succession, there's been fighting between rival factions of the Palestine Liberation Organization in the Bakar Valley in eastern Lebanon. But today's clashes seem to have been on a smaller scale than the recent fighting. Latest reports now say that the fighting has subsided. At home, and the Allied Irish Banks, in a surprise move, has made a bid to purchase the outstanding shares of the ICI Insurance Company. The bid has been made on the basis of a 2-to-1 share swap, and there's a possibility of a cash settlement as well. The AIB's move has caused considerable commotion on the Dublin Stock Exchange. Meanwhile, a look at this evening's financial report. And on the Dublin markets, the Irish pound closed at 78.755 pence sterling and at 1.2050 cents. On the foreign exchange markets, one Irish punt is worth 3.1585 Deutschmarks, 9.4965 French francs, 179.5 Spanish pesetas, 3.5330 Dutch guilders. And on the London market, spot gold closed at $426.25 per fine ounce, and spot silver at £8.10 again per fine ounce. The Financial Times Index closed up 10.1 at 719, and at 5 o'clock this evening, the Dow Jones Index was up 5.81 at 1249.5. That's the financial report, courtesy of Comex Commodity Brokers on 608-977.
Radio Nova.
Hello, good evening and welcome. This is Dublin Today on Nova 828 AM. Over on 88 FM in stereo, the rock show has just begun. But here on Dublin Today, between now and 7.30, we'll be talking to an Irish priest who's living and working in Mexico about President Reagan's plans for US involvement in Central America. We'll be hearing reaction from the Stardust Relatives Committee to the decision of the Circuit Court yesterday to award the owner of the Stardust Complex, Eamon Butterley, £581,000 in damages. Frank Doyle of the Irish Fishermen's Organisation explains why the EEC talks on fishing quotas ended in failure last night. And Declan Meehan has a special surprise for Neil Diamond fans. But first, the visit to London of the West Belfast MP, Gerry Adams. Yesterday, the Sinn Féin Vice President was greeted by a large press contingent when he arrived at Heathrow Airport. He held private talks with the leader of the Greater London Council, Ken Livingstone, and a series of informal talks with several British Labour MPs. Tonight he's expected to address a public meeting in the London area of Islington. Today Linda Conway spoke to Jerry Corbyn, Labour Member of Parliament and one of the organisers of the Adams visit. She asked him why he felt what he felt was the point of this much publicised trip.
I think it's important that people in Britain get a chance to hear the opinion of elected representatives of the people of Northern Ireland who are putting a case for the withdrawal of British troops and the end of the British presence in Northern Ireland. Normally, the opinions that are heard in Britain are those of the military or those of the government who continue to advance the idea of a union between Britain and Northern Ireland.
Now, you are MP for Islington North. What's been the view of your constituents about this visit?
Well, North Islington has a very large Irish population, and there's been much discussion about the visit of Gerry Adams, and there's been a very good public discussion about the case for British withdrawal from Northern Ireland. In the recent general election campaign, the North Islington Labour Party campaigned on a position of troops out and an end of the British presence in Northern Ireland, and we won the election with a majority of just under 6,000. People in Islington are well aware of our views and indeed have given us very strong support for them.
Would you in fact say that's one of your major issues?
it is a major issue that I'm particularly concerned about because it has a direct effect on people in the constituency. I also feel that the British Labour movement has got to understand that the relationship between Britain and Northern Ireland cannot be allowed to continue in the present form. There is a war going on in Northern Ireland. Over 2,000 lives have already been lost. And we hope that this visit will mean the discussion now turns to how Britain can withdraw and ultimately bring peace.
In your opinion, has the visit so far been successful? We read in the British press today that Gerry Adams was somewhat snubbed by MPs. In fact, only a few of them turned up to a meeting in the House of Commons yesterday.
I think the visit has been very successful, actually. There was a very large attendance at two press conferences that he held yesterday. And whilst only a small number of MPs attended the meeting yesterday at the House of Commons, there was a very good discussion amongst them. And they discussed ways of raising the issue of Northern Ireland more and more in the British Parliament, because, as you're probably aware, there is a bit of a silence about debates on Northern Ireland, and that no view other than the unionist view is usually heard.
We can talk briefly about tonight's meeting. You will, in fact, be sharing the platform with Gerry Adams. What issues do you hope to be raising yourself?
What I hope to be raising there is the ways that we can campaign within the Labour movement for the withdrawal of British troops, the way that we can advance that policy and explain to people in this country that it actually matters if they take a view on Northern Ireland, and that peace won't come if they just close their ears to the problem that's going on there. Peace will only come when a decision is made to withdraw British troops, and that's the message that we'll be putting tonight.
Gerry Corbyn, Labour MP for Islington North, where Gerry Adams will be speaking at a public meeting this evening. You're listening to Dublin Today. Yesterday, the Dublin Circuit Court awarded £581,000 in damages to Eamon Butterley, owner of the Stardust nightclub in which 48 young people lost their lives in a fire in February of 1981. The Butterley claim was based on evidence that the fire was started maliciously, but opposition to the award came today from the Relatives Committee, who feel that the fire, even if deliberately started, does not remove from the issue the question of his negligence. This afternoon, Deirdre Murphy spoke by telephone to Mrs. Anne Byrne of the Relatives Committee, and she asked her first for her reaction to the Butterley Award.
Well, most of the families are very outraged and disappointed that such a large sum also would be given to them and that anyone should make a profit from such a dreadful disaster. We're very disappointed with the court ruling that the fire was malicious, as we have never seen it or never believed it to be malicious. And we are also shocked to see that the Butterley family would consider themselves vindicated by the court ruling, because the Justice Keane so rightly came out and said that the Butterley family had a total disregard for human life on the night in question. They had one locked door, so many obstructed, and some seemed to be locked. So therefore we would not know what the Butterley family would think, that they are vindicated by this ruling. We are shocked at the size of it, at the amount of money given out, and also that the taxpayers and the people that have also suffered from the sawdust through indirectly through taxes will have to pay for this malicious claim.
Now, were you surprised at the court decision to award Mr. Butterley so much money?
We were, of course, surprised, and we were shocked at the...